KE4ZYQ in the group. Well, guys, I'll tell you a real short, quick story. I worked in a hospital in Tennessee, trauma center hospital, and they had a chief physician of the hospital and the chief orthopedic surgeon who was on the floor one day when I was doing my orthopedic rounds with physical therapy, and a nurse come up and started talking to the doctor, and he was busy with the nurse, and then one of my fellow workers came up to ask a question about a patient, and I was there helping her out, and the doctor, Craig, started chewing her out when she said, you know, can we start your patient in such and such a room? He starts hauling off on her like, do I have to spoon feed all these orders and people to be treated and this and that? And I happen to be standing there with a laminated piece of paper with a protocol of what we got to do and what we can't do on the floor. And I pulled it out and showed it to him. I said, Dr. Craig, we can't touch any patient until the order is written. That's what she was asking. Can you write the order so we can start your patient? He looked at her and looked at me. He was quiet, and the nurses said, my gosh, you stirred up to the chief physician of the hospital, and not bullied him, but just showed him the protocol we just wanted to need the answer to. Talk about, he respected me after that quite a bit. Over to you, Dakota.
I hear a lot of that from my wife in the hospitals, my mom who's retired from a hospital, that the doctors can be pretty rough to deal with because they're very arrogant. Almost savant-esque people, very good at what they do, most of them, but lacking a lot of social skills. But I'm going to jump out here. I got to get inside and get my day going here. So it was good catching up with everybody. It's been a minute. Everyone have a good day, and if I don't talk to you today, I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow. NADBF, I'm jumping out of the rotation.